Good morning. We are continuing Maseches Shavuos. We're in the third parak. We're up to Mishnah Dalet. So we're discussing the halachas of bringing fertilizer out into the field. It's also for a person. It is forbidden for a person to fertilize his field during the seventh year during Shemitah. And we're discussing the halachas in the past couple of days of what happens if a person wants to just take out all the manure he has in his stable, and he wants to pile it up in his field, not to be used now, but it should be just left there, and he'll use it the following year. That was the discussion the past couple of days. Mishnah Dalet starts as follows. Hamadayar es sadeu. The person does not have enough room for all his, say, his sheep to be where they are normally. Now, during the year of Shemitah, he has a whole field, which is left fallow, it's empty, he's not planting in it, he's not using it for produce. He says, you know what, I've got acres and acres of land, I may as well transform that, at least temporarily, into a corral. I'll let the sheep graze in there. So halacha is, he's allowed to do that, despite the fact that naturally they're going to fertilize his field. So the Mishnah says, what he can do is, oisa sar lebeis sasayim, he could fence off an area of two sa, which is, each sa, we've mentioned a number of times, is 50 amos by 50 amos. So this would be 100 amos by 50 amos. So he's allowed to fence off that area and use it as a corral for his sheep. And when that area gets well fertilized, and he wants to say, you know what, I'm changing my mind, I want to use a different area, he leaves the middle fence up, or I guess at this point, he leaves the end fence in its place. He takes the other three walls and he moves it over to the other side. Nisha says, "Aikar shalish ruchais meniach esohem tzayis nimtzmedayer beis arba sin." So he leaves the middle fence exactly where it was, and he takes the other three walls which go around, and he turns it to the other side. So now he has used a total of four sa in his field for his sheep to graze and to naturally fertilize his field, and that's mutter because he's just simply using it as a corral for his animals. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I am our base Shmeinas. A person could use even eight saw. It's not exactly clear if he means even at the beginning you could fence off eight saw, or more, maybe a total of eight saw altogether with this logic that we just explained. But ultimately, he allows up to eight saw. Ha'isa kol sadeo base arbison. Let's say he doesn't own that much property. His whole field was a total of four saw. So if he does this trick, he's going to be using his entire field for a corral, which will ultimately be fertilized. The halacha is misharim yimena miktzas. He should leave over a little bit. And he doesn't want people to accuse him of actually fertilizing his field. So therefore, he leaves over a drop, which gives the indication that he's simply doing it to make space for his sheep. Now it says, just like any other year, you let it take manure out of the corral or the stable where you have the animals. You can do the same thing, take it out of this area and put it to the rest of the field with all the previous halachas. Mishnah Hay continues, Layiftach Adam Machtsev Batchilo Teich Sadeh. A person can't start chopping stones for the first time during Shemitah. Why not? Because people can't tell what he's doing. So if you stand out there, you're working, you're chopping, people think you're working the field. What should you do? Ella, the halacha is rather ad shiyu by shalish murbiyos shein shalish al shalish al shalish arum shalish. Unless you have a stone which is so large, which you can chop that into three rows of stones, where every stone will be a total of three amos by three amos. It will be very, very large. It'll be like a mount. So you'll chop it up over there. Shiuran esim v'sheva vanim. So basically, just the math, very simple. You have this very, very large stone. You chop it into three rows of three stones, which makes, now you have, in each row, you have nine, because you're chopping three each way in each direction. So now you have nine on each row. Three times nine, I think, equals 27. And then, that's what the Mishnah's math works out. So you'll have three rows of nine large boulders that you cut. In such a case, it's mutter to start it during Shemitah because no one thinks you're working the field. They can tell that what you're doing is preparing stones for construction. We'll stop here at Mishnah Vav. Have a wonderful Shabbos.